Hello, everybody, and welcome to 620 Patio, presented to you by The Pulse. We'll get started right after this beautiful song from Nat King Cole, and then another Frank Sinatra song. Here we go.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. And love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Welcome, cool.
Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
You can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one.
Welcome, crazy
you
lady.
Can't have none. You can't have one without the other. Separate them, it's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one,
you can't have none,
you can't have one without the other.
Exactly. Can't have one without the other. Welcome to our episode of Love and Marriage. I am your host, Shane the Bald Guy.
And I'm your hostess, Lucky Me.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the room.
Yes. Glad you're here.
Glad you're here. And we're doing an episode on how to stay happy and grow together.
Yes. This was a listener request.
It was.
Yes.
Yep. The old man requested this.
Yes,
thank you, the old man. Yes. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to get going in the show. What do you got for us today?
Well, I was wondering how you know that you're in a happy marriage.
How do I know I'm in a happy marriage? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you how I know.
How do you know?
How do I know? Because I got a woman that loves me unconditionally and puts up with road rage.
Lots of road rage. So that's
hey,
all it
Scott.
Takes?
Welcome, Scott.
Hey, Scott. So that's all it took?
Yeah, that's all it took.
Somebody just loving you unconditionally and dealing with your road rage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not necessarily road rage, but puts up with all my shit.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So a marriage is healthy when you can have fun together.
Right.
When you look forward to being with your spouse and doing things that you enjoy doing with each other. So, you know, sometimes married life can be really, really hectic, especially when there's a lot of kids or even some kids, you know, dual incomes, things like that. People are in and out of the house all the time.
Right.
Of course, now we have aging parents that are
welcome, Mary.
In the mix. And so it can be very hectic, busy, stressful. So it's important to keep that element of fun.
Mm, exactly.
In the marriage. Yeah, yeah. Everybody needs that release. Laughter is phenomenal for the soul.
Right. I like to have fun in my marriage as if I were single. So we can include all the single people out there as well.
Absolutely. I
think your marriage should be as fun as when you're single.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just it's important to keep that fun and that happiness in your life. You know, if it's a relationship with your best friend, relationship with your brother or your sister or coworker, you know, just having, you know, obviously some of the intimacy issues may be different, but you know, a lot of the information that we're going to be discussing this evening can be taken to any relationship,
right?
At different levels, of course.
Yes.
And obviously, if you are in an unhappy marriage, there is help out there. There's counselors and things like that. If you are struggling with that, you know, even if it's one-sided, wants the help and the other doesn't, there's still help. Mm. You know, sometimes you just need a person to talk to. So, you know, if you feel like you need help, seek help.
Right.
So,
exactly.
The information we're going to share tonight, obviously, we are not professionals.
No.
You know, and a lot of people are going to think, oh, well, they've only been married 3 months or 2 years, but and they only dated for 3 months before they got married. But we've both been married to previous times.
Yes.
This is our third marriage each.
Yes.
And
we've
last.
Known each other for 30 years.
And we've known each other for 30 years. So, you know, things we discuss, you know, obviously we're going to give a lot of life information about our past and our experiences. It's not an all-inclusive story.
No.
And,
we're talking about other people's.
Yeah.
Know.
We're not professionals. It's basically, it all boils down to that.
Right.
And, we're just giving information and just talking.
Yeah.
So anybody who has called in and is on the show are more than welcome to come up to the panel.
Yes.
We do appreciate and enjoy open dialogue and open conversation. So even if you have a bad experience that you want to share, or you've been married and you're happy in your marriage, if you want to share with us, that'd be great. I have a coworker. Well, actually, technically she works for me because I'm her boss, but I appreciate her as a friend also. So she's a teammate for me, because that's the way I approach all my people that work for me, is we're a team. Right. I couldn't do what I do without them. So anyway, her and her husband are celebrating 35 years.
35 years.
Yes.
That's an accomplishment.
She got married when
nowadays.
She was 8. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. You know.
8?
Yeah.
Sure.
And so I asked her if she was going to go on vacation. And so I asked her if there was anything that she would like to offer to the show. And I said, do you have any advice for those of us that, you know, for the show and our listeners and anybody who, you know, wants to know? And she says, she gave me three little tidbits.
Three tidbits.
Three.
Okay. I'm interested.
Two of them came from her premarital counseling.
Uh-huh.
The first two. And then the third one, she just has learned over 35 years of marriage.
Right.
Okay. The first one is agree to disagree.
Exactly.
You're not going to have the same opinion on every topic, but be open to each other's point of view.
Yes.
And then, you know, if you can't agree, at least agree that we're going to disagree.
Right.
Or try to compromise, especially if it's a decision. You know, there may be alternate ways to
Eric.
Make a decision.
Eric says agree to disagree without being disagreeable.
Yes, because, you know, a lot of people don't know how to argue.
Right.
You know, it's not like it's a science or anything, but a lot of times it's, you
An
know.
An argument does not have to be yelling and screaming.
Exactly.
Either.
It can be just a discussion. And it doesn't have to be always the one side.
Right.
Let me get my point across. And then when the other person's trying to talk, they interrupt.
Yeah.
You know, because honestly, if they're interrupting, and I'm horrible about interrupting, I know that. I'm a horrible interrupter. But one thing, I know this is stupid because it's Dr. Phil, but Dr. Phil said, if you're talking over me, you were thinking about what you wanted to say. You never heard what I said.
Right. People listen, but they don't hear.
Yes.
Exactly.
Or do they hear and
don't listen?
Yeah. Yes. And I'm guilty of that sometimes too, especially when I'm super tired or distracted.
Okay, Eric. Thank you.
Does he have to go?
No, he's gonna post a super chat.
Oh, thanks.
For after the show, I'll mention.
Nice, absolutely. Okay. Please do. Okay, number two.
Yes.
Recognize that we come from different backgrounds, experiences, and life circumstances.
Yes.
So we will have different perspectives.
Yes. Yeah, not everybody eats their spaghetti sauce the same way.
Exactly. You know, exactly. So
sugar doesn't belong in spaghetti sauce, just so you know.
It doesn't at our house, no. But, you know, some people prefer their spaghetti mixed up in the pot.
Yeah.
And some people prefer having their noodles and then their sauce on top.
Yes.
So different perspectives. Mm-hmm. Could be the exact same topic. I'm trying to think of a time that we have
Welcome,
had.
Welcome, Miss Susie.
Thank you, kind of Susie. I'm trying to think of a time that you and I have had a difference of perspective. Money. That was a big one when we came into the marriage. I had debt.
Yes.
And you did not.
Yes.
Well, he had a truck and a payment for his truck. And, of course, his utilities and blah, blah, blah. I had a credit card. I had paid those off.
Yeah.
I had a Nebraska Furniture Mart card, which is technically another credit card. And then I had a car. So, you know, difference of perspective, I was making my payments. I was making more than my payment.
Right.
So I felt comfortable with my financial security at that time. But you know, listening to Shane's background and his experience has taught me that it's actually better to not have all of that debt. And it's not like I was happy or, I mean, I was happy, but it's not that I was seeking out the debt. I was just okay having it.
Right.
That was the new perspective was, don't be okay having debt, get out of debt, you know? Cause I didn't have a goal as far as retirement. I knew I was going to retire and right. I wanted to be out of debt when I retired, but I really wasn't making those strides to that.
Right.
So, listening to his point of view and his life experiences, you know, had taught me something. And of course it was much different perspective than what I had. And now, thankfully, those two cards are paid off and, now we just have the truck payment. So
yeah, not too much of it.
So, yeah. So we're, you know, we're doing okay.
But anyway, that was just different. Miss Susie coming, like we're explaining different perspectives, what your background, where you come from.
Yeah. My coworkers
after you get married,
celebrating so. Their 35th year of
welcome,
marriage.
Bella.
And I asked her some tips. So agree to disagree. Yes. Recognize you're from different backgrounds, and so you're gonna have different perspectives.
Yes.
And then the thing that she just learned over the years
After
35 years, do new and fun things.
New and fun things. Yeah.
So
do you know what the 3-7s are?
3-7s. That's when the bells and whistles go off and you hit the jackpot. And
yay! So, yeah, no, the 3-7 rule in the relationship.
Oh, no, I don't. What is that?
It's the 3-7 rule. That's how they work, okay, guys? Mm-hmm. Every 7 days,
okay,
you must, you know, go on a date. Just go on a date, just to, whether it be out to dinner, a walk in the park, a ride in the slingshot. Yay!
One of my favorite
things. Yeah, yeah. And, so every 7 days, just go on a small date.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the two of you.
Yeah, right? Just the two of us.
Okay.
And then every 7 weeks, you go away.
I like that idea.
Just for the night, you know, just maybe go get a hotel.
Especially if there's
cabin.
Kids.
Yeah.
You know, if you have, if you have somebody that can help you and support you and watch your kids overnight so that
on
your husband
every
and
seventh
you can,
week.
Yeah.
Surely you got a grandparent.
Or an aunt. Yes, a best friend
that
wants to be the pseudo aunt
or
uncle, the funkle.
The funkle.
Don't do the fun things. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Take advantage of that support if you have
it. Right.
And what's the last seven?
The last seven is every 7 months, the two of you head off to a romantic holiday. Just a slight, you know, maybe a 3 or 4 day week holiday.
Okay. Like long weekend.
Yeah. Hmm. It sounds a little bit outrageous, but I think twice a year it'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be nice. And it doesn't have to be an
extravagant
thing.
But that's the 3-7s of a long-lasting relationship.
Yeah, because getting away for a long weekend doesn't have to be a cruise or, an extravagant thing. It could just be going camping.
Right.
You know, just getting away, connecting, you know. And that could lead to that trying and fun and new things.
Right.
Go camping and then spend your time doing something in the new location that you're at.
Yes.
You know, camping is very inexpensive. Well, unless you're like buying a camper or a glamper or whatever. But
get invested in it.
Yeah. You know, for the most part, you pay your camping fees. You know, you can cook there. And so you have your groceries. And so that lends you to having an opportunity to go do, you know, zip lining or going to a zoo in every state or whatever. Mm-hmm. The case may be.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I like that. 777.
777. Yeah.
I think there's a similar one that's the rule of twos I had read. And it's basically that you have to go on a date once every 2 weeks. So if the 777 is too much once a week, then use the rule of twos.
Right.
So every 2 weeks. Promise each other that you'll go on a date. And going to the grocery store together does not count. Just wanted to put that out there. It's nice to spend time together. Yeah, I know. You sacrificing.
I go to Walmart. That
counts. You sacrificing yourself to go to Walmart.
That
does not constitute a date for me.
It constitutes a date for me.
Well, I agree to disagree. End, right?
Okay.
Butter. Okay. So go on a date once every 2 weeks. Spend a weekend away every 2 months. So let's see, every 7 weeks you would go away. So that's about right. That's about the same as the sevens. And then this one, take a week long vacation every 2 years.
A week long vacation every 2 years?
This is the rule of twos. Okay. This is there's, you know.
Yeah, you got kids. You're bogged down. You're not,
close to retirement. Your kids are grown and can take care of themselves.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So
I got,
and I could do the rule of seven.
Right.
But like Russ and Sarah.
Yeah.
They've got little girls.
Right, right, right.
They would maybe need to do the rule of twos.
Exactly.
So yeah. So that's true. Okay. So that's a good thing. So some other things that are really good to keep your marriage happy, keep your couple is respect for each other.
Yes.
So obviously we've discussed, you know, respecting the differences and differences in opinions, and even if you have differences in political parties. I honestly have been fortunate to and all of my relationships have been with people that have very similar beliefs than mine. But I did date a fella that was very opposite of my political party. And I did learn, you know, from that relationship. I learned that, yeah, I'm really not this party, but I learned that, and it really supported that differences thing.
Right.
Because there was a lot that he came out of his mouth that I was just like, oh my God, that is probably one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But I respect that that's your beliefs. I'm not going to, you know, and I really tried to stay out of the religion politics discussion.
Right.
But when you're dating and it's election year, you know, it's hard not to have those opinions come out.
Right.
But I did not see it as a long-term thing because
right.
of those differences. I couldn't see myself living with somebody that was so different, but it was interesting at least when we were dating.
Yes.
So, but I respected his difference. And it's really important that showing respect to your partner is to make them feel like they matter.
Right.
You know, in everything that they do, you know, this is the person that you have sworn your love to,
right?
You know, if you will, that, you know, don't belittle them, don't make them feel, you know, less
right.
than, or even that they're just enough. They really need to be that focal point for you. They need to be that strength for you.
Mm.
And, so respect, huge, huge in a marriage. Supporting each other,
right.
having similar goals, or at least understanding the goals that your partner has set is very important.
Right.
You know, being supportive of each other in good times and in bad.
Yes.
You know, I've seen my friends, you know, when things are good, they get all the support and love and everything that they need. But when things are rocky or rough, you know, one of my friends, her partner is a leaver. Now, I understand why, because he needs to go away and think
right
before he just blows up and reacts. He needs that decompression time.
Right.
So I do understand why he does that, but she feels abandoned.
Right.
When she, you know, she wants to discuss this and get it out and get it over with. Mm. But he leaves when it's confrontation time. So they're not together now.
Yeah, they didn't
learn how to support each other in that.
Yes, Eric, capable of putting your personal likes and dislikes aside for unity is a good objective.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. I actively think about your happiness.
Oh yeah, but that's you though.
That's me. One of my things is I
a caregiver.
I strive to make Shane fall in love with me every day.
Yeah.
I some days no, it doesn't happen, you know. But I at least try.
She does it most days almost. She amazes me actually.
Oh, yeah. You're so sweet. See, yeah. I just fell in love with you again today.
Awesome.
And he got our air conditioner fixed, so woo-hoo. Okay.
Yeah, sorry about our delay.
The heating and air guys were here.
The heating air guys were here, and jackhammers were going off. It was a terrible sight. So,
yes.
The patio was loud.
It was very loud, but we have air now and heat, so I'm lucky me's a happy lady. Mm-hmm. Communication, I think, is huge.
Yeah.
Because again, a lot of people don't know how to communicate. They're not active listeners.
Oh yeah.
I've already self admit that I interrupt a lot, and it's more so. It's actually a very narcissistic trait. I stumbled over that one. Narcissistic trait.
Yes.
I want to get my point across.
Right.
I want to get my opinion out there. I want you to listen to what I have to say. So I interrupt, and I don't mean to. It's just the A personality in me, I guess.
Yeah, working on it. Yeah,
yes, I am, for sure. Another way to communicate is through those languages of love that we've talked about.
Right.
If you missed our previous episode about that, you could download it. And we are potentially going to touch back on it again because it was a nice topic. So that's a good way to communicate. Is through those languages of love.
Yes.
Even if, you know, because I'm not a, I know this sounds silly, I can't verbalize my love very well. I can write notes.
Right.
I can, you know, demonstrate, but to tell you I love you, it just seems like, okay, I love you. I love you. I love you. Well, there's only three ways to say that. So, you know, I do the other things too.
Right.
To show you how much I love you.
Yeah.
So, so what happens if, how do you, I know you've been in a horrible relationship, previous. So how did you know it was unhealthy? I mean, just because you were, just didn't feel good about the marriage or, you know, are you willing to share?
My relationship? Well, yeah. I knew it was unhealthy for years.
Yeah.
More than a decade.
Yeah.
But I had always made a promise to myself when I was a kid, when I was younger. I was like, if I ever have kids, I'm going to raise them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be present in their life daily, mm-hmm. 24 hours a day, and I will raise my kids. Mm-hmm. And I made a decision to raise kids. So I put up with that relationship for more than decades.
Yeah. More than a decade.
And it was a hard thing to deal with. It made, you know, so that's not the way you want to be in a marriage.
No.
If you feel like you have any kind of stress, disarray in your life that is not causing you to be happy, mm-hmm. that's not a healthy relationship.
Right.
So, and I know it wasn't, but I put up with it
for
one reason. To
raise those
and
kids.
Then raise the kids, and then a grandkid came into play, and I just could not do it anymore. Mm. I had enough. I had to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's not how to be happy and healthy in a relationship.
No,
what
it's
we're
not.
Talking about.
And, I know. I just wondered if you, you know,
if I learned anything from it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, like I said, you know, if it doesn't make you happy, get the hell out.
Right. Yeah. Because the kids would
be
happier.
You and be happy.
Yeah.
If it don't make you happy, then either work on it and get it fixed.
Right.
Or if the other partner's not willing to work on it and get it fixed, you got to go.
Right. Because a lot of people do stay.
Don't you come back.
A lot of people do stay for kids. And, You know, there's a saying that kids would be happier in a broken home than a dysfunctional, hateful home.
Right.
You know, but, you know, I know your kids and they're amazing.
Yeah.
And they, right. You did so well.
I know. I know.
Despite
the not I'm going to take the criticism because I know that, you know, I know that because my kids will talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even associate with their mother, or especially some of my stepkids. Right. Ask one of my stepkids.
Yeah, I know.
You can go ahead. Ask them.
But
yeah, I do know.
You are. You're. So, you're.
I'm going to take that a compliment. Thank yes. you. And I'll accept it and gloat all over the place. Yeah, yes. Eric says that, you know, like he's agrees with the communication aspect and there is nothing. And there is a thing about some relationships. Some people might stay in a relationship and not be really happy, but believe they have a moral obligation to stay in a relationship.
That's true.
And that's where I was at. A
yes.
moral obligation to myself. It was
yes.
a promise I made to. I didn't want to break that promise to myself.
Right.
Not only that, to my kids.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, see, and I can agree with that too, because mine was a struggle of my religious convictions.
Right.
Yeah.
As well as feeling like, because there was drugs and different things involved with my ex-husband, that if I gave up on him, he was going to be dead.
Right.
And I convinced myself of that, so I didn't want to let go because I didn't want that.
Right.
But when you know it's done, it's done. It still hurts, but
yep.
Right.
Everybody's individual of what that place is to walk away.
Exactly. Exactly. That's true. Yep. And some relationship people choose, Eric says, to choose to keep each other for a convenience despite a lack of intimacy and companionship.
Right.
So.
Right. And some people don't feel like, you know, because typically when you're in a bad relationship, you know, you feel some are led to believe that you can't do better than this. This is the best it's going to be.
Oh, well, that'll get me off on another subject. That's a whole different show.
Exactly.
And we need to talk about that. Yes.
Yeah. You know, and so when, you know, we've talked about self-worth and self-esteem on other shows. And so, you know, that comes into play. And that also is, it's not your partner's responsibility to make you lift you up and to you know, obviously, you know, we just said you should do that. But, you know, when it comes to your own self-esteem, you sometimes have to lift yourself up and understand that you're not perfect and that you can succeed on your own. And, you know, so if you're in a bad situation, you know, there's so much better things out there than to have to deal with that. So. You know, sometimes they talk about it being a toxic marriage, and that could be when partners are unable to build trust for each other. Could be, you know, that one person just can never tell the truth or never can be present in the moment. So, you know, if you don't have trust in a relationship, that it's just not going to work. It's just not.
No.
Trust is so, so important. And, so not being able to trust can create an unhealthy, and off balance the relationship. So,
let's talk about the 5 A's of the,
oh, there's 5 A's.
Yeah. There's 5 A's of a healthy relationship out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think 5 A's.
Anybody want to guess? 5 A's. Let people in the chat give you a little.
Okay, let's see what they got.
Yeah, let's see if they got anything.
I can only think of one.
You can only think of one? Okay. What's the one you can think of?
Affection or affectionate?
Yeah.
Or being affectionate to each other?
Yeah. Well, that's your one of your languages of love is touch.
It is. That's so, the only one I
yeah.
can think of.
So.
An action, but I don't.
Yeah.
I highly doubt that's probably.
Well, attention
one.
Is another.
Oh,
I was going to say attention. That's
yeah,
the one
that's
that came to mind for me.
Appreciation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Appreciate what people do for you.
Absolutely.
Or your partner, your spouse, whatever.
Again, maybe. Does not have to be grand gestures. Sometimes it's right. Just those
affection,
little things.
Yes, affection is the other. Hey, welcome, Brett. The Pulse is live, our sponsor.
Yay!
Yay! How are you doing tonight? Good?
I am wore out, but I'm going to make it.
Okay. Awesome. Good deal, you got a show later. Welcome back, Scott.
Right, got a show in an hour, so I'm in the background. But I'm here, guys.
Okay, good. Glad to have you.
Take some Tylenol and get a beer.
Okay. And then some. Okay. And pizza.
We was talking about the five A's, and yes. We talked about attention.
Yes.
Exception. Appreciation.
Uh-huh.
And affection.
Yes.
And another one is acceptance, like we talked about earlier.
Yes, the unconditional.
Yes.
I love you unconditionally. Yes.
No, Scott. No, Scott.
Oh, what A word did he use?
Yeah, is that one of them?
Oh, one
yeah.
Of them.
Yeah. That's for single guys.
That was last week's show, Scott. Sorry. We played dollar short.
Well, the last A is allowing.
Allowing.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to allow for... your relationship to grow and change a little bit.
It's definitely going to change.
Yeah.
The key is to grow together.
Yes.
All as relationships. Yeah. Especially if you get together when you're young.
Right.
And you want this to last.
Right.
You know, as long.
I'm not saying allow cheating or anything like
no.
That.
No.
Allow growth.
Allow the growth. Yes.
Allow the accept the change.
Accept the change.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And one of the things that I find very important is for spouses to obviously do things together and appreciate things
right.
Together, but to still have something separate.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's vital. One of Shane's, I'm going to tell on him here.
Uh-oh.
One of Shane's things, and it doesn't happen all the time. It can be... months between the two, but there are times where he just needs to be alone.
Yes.
Doesn't want me to talk, which is so difficult for me. Doesn't want to be touched. Doesn't want to be taken care of. Just leave me alone.
Just a little space. That's all
yes.
I need.
So one of the things, and
always...
I don't last long. It's usually just a couple hours of an evening, you know, especially if he's had a really, really rough day at work or... you know, he's just kind of stressed out. Sometimes he just needs that decompressed time. So one of the things that he came up with, and I thought it was phenomenal, is we have code words. We use it if we are talking about something that gets a little on the heated side and it's like, okay, I don't want to talk about that anymore. Or if it gets to where, because I'm an emotional woman, I'm in my 50s, you know, I'm going through a lot of changes. Myself, so
welcome
sometimes
member,
things bother me today that won't bother me tomorrow. And
right.
So there's times where I'm like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. So we have this code, okay? And it can be as simple as, but it's something you don't want it to be like in your normal conversation. So it could be ours is parquet.
Butter.
And butter. So he'll say parquet or I'll say parquet and the other says the butter. And what that tells us is I don't want to talk about this right now. I'm not shutting you out. I'm not shutting you down permanently. Just give me a break.
Right.
We can pick this conversation up here in a little bit. But right now I just need a breath.
Yeah.
And so... he has taught me to stop, take that breath, and we always come back to the subject when it's time or when it's better. So that's our code, parquet and butter. We don't have, and we might need one, like a safe word, if you will, to, I don't ever want to talk about this again ever. But I don't want to get to that point where we don't ever talk about something.
Right.
So,
because everything needs to be discussed.
I think it should. Agree to disagree sometimes,
yeah.
You know, because we're not going to see everything eye to eye. And
right.
So yeah, so just a little helpful tip if that helps your relationship, you know, have a okay, I'm to my limit. I can't talk about work anymore today, because I might ramble on and on and on and on and on about work, and he's like, okay, parquet, I'll listen to you every day about you complaining about work, but right now I can't, you know, and right. So I'll butter and I'll stop and we'll move on to something else. One of the other things that's new to me, and it's personal to me, that I would like to explore sometime is praying together.
Right.
That I have recently, in the last 2 or 3 months, have had a reawakening in my spirituality, and have like reconnected spiritually with God. Heart. I know a lot of people don't right. believe in that, and that's okay. But one of the things I would like to do someday, if you're willing, is to pray together. So just kind of put that out there. And one of the things my friend, one of my best friends told me when I was single is to make a list.
Yep.
And she called it a deal breaker list.
Yep.
And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. And she's like, yeah, just write it down. You know, right. You know, deep down in your heart, you have things that you won't accept from anybody.
Exactly.
And those are deal breakers. She said, write them down. You know, yep. put them
Amber as a... Amber says she did that. I did. Guess what? I did too.
Yeah. Put them as a note in your phone, you know? And when you think of something else, or, you know, because it's a living document, it'll change. Because your needs change. If you just got out of a relationship, your list is going to be pretty long. Right. And it's going to be very specific to your previous person. So keep adding to this list or deleting from the list, changing the wording of the list. Put out positive things right. that you're trying to attract into your relationship or your life. So I made a list. I had maybe 20 things on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Shane and I would talk, and we were, you know, getting to know each other, and we started out
reconnecting
with, yeah, yeah, you know, we started out with the texting, and then it got to be phone calls, and then it got to be video FaceTime. And come to find out, Shane had a list too.
Yep.
And I couldn't believe it, because I honestly never expected to find a man that had a list. You know, I thought this was a girl thing. So I was like really excited. So I was, and then I got scared, because I thought, what if I'm not? What if I don't have all the check marks on the list, you know?
Yep.
So we shared each other's lists, and he checked all my boxes and I checked all his. So yay for us. But yeah. You know, have that, love unconditionally, but don't accept anything that's going to violate that list.
Yeah, my list was really short, though, so I brought it back up on my phone here. I'm looking at it, and you checked all except for
dinner's ready.
That one a little bit.
Dinner's ready. What we having?
What we having, Susie? She probably don't even know she's on.
No, I didn't realize they did it. We're having beef and broccoli.
I was going to mute
Ooh,
you, but
beef
you,
and broccoli,
you're,
yeah.
You're,
she was busy.
I was gonna
keep going.
You
keep going.
Keep going.
Bye, guys. Beef and broccoli.
Pork chops and broccoli. So, anyway. So
back
yeah,
to the list.
have a list.
If you're single.
If you're single.
And stick to that list.
And stick
when
to
you
it
get together.
Because those things will help you find that partner that you can have that long-lasting relationship with.
Yes.
And make that document a living document that you can update and change as you date somebody. You might find, hey, I want to make sure that my partner doesn't blah, whatever. Right.
Let me run over my deal breaker list.
Okay, here's Shane's deal breaker list.
This is my list, and it's very short, and it's very, to me, it's simple. Deal breakers: lying, unfaithful, meth. Don't eat on the first date. That really pisses me off.
When
I will
have
not
a salad.
Date you again. I will not date you again. If you do not eat like you eating at home, don't even mess with me. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't have that problem.
There's extreme debt for frivolous stuff like boob jobs, blah blah blah. You know, just yeah, you know, no Gucci bags. I don't need that shit in my life.
No, I don't.
Or your ex shows up in my house chasing you down. Because he knows where
well,
I live. You know, that's
there's
a, big
a
one.
Weird circumstance. You know my ex.
Yeah.
And he showed up at my mom's birthday party.
Yeah.
So
but
sometimes,
no, it's not the same.
But he wasn't chasing me down.
I already knew he was going to be there. And then no job. That was my simple list. But it's pretty simple. So, yeah.
All right. So here's mine. Single and available.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you
yeah.
can be single and not available.
Right.
And you can be available. And not single.
Yeah.
So that was a big one. Truthful.
Yes.
Faithful. Doesn't need a mommy.
Yes.
A balance to me, not controlling or weak. Because I wanted it to balance me, not control me.
Right.
Or me have to control them. Accepting and understanding, because I'm all over the place. Has a job. Family oriented. Little did I know I was going to inherit 6 kids and 11 grandkids
right.
when I married him. So very family oriented, respectful, passionate, financially stable, trustworthy, like making good choices, is funny,
right?
Makes me smile with the little things in life. We have commonalities, but he has his own interests and he is not intimidated by my job and my income.
Right. We all check
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 check, check check check. So those
welcome back, AD.
You know, I feel like those were things that were important. Mm. And so we shared our lists and we were happy to find that we
compatible.
We were compatible, yes. Yeah. Another thing is to honor each other's boundaries. And that I think has to go with that parquet and the butter thing that we do. Because sometimes you need to put up that boundary to your partner. And we've talked about how to establish boundaries
yes.
in a relationship. Healthy boundaries.
Right.
And healthy boundaries are important and, your partner should understand that. You know, Shane is my all time best friend now. You know, I had girl best friends before, but he knows more about me than probably my female best friends do, honestly.
Right.
I can confide in him in everything that happens to me or has happened to me, things I've done, bad choices I've made, and he still loves me.
Right, exactly.
You know, and that's important to me. And he still respects me, even though I made some really bad choices over the years. But
hey, Lucky, who hasn't?
Right?
We've all made bad choices.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, the past is in the past.
Yep.
Leave it there.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly.
You know, live for the future. Live
yeah,
for now.
That makes a happy marriage.
Absolutely.
If you bring up the past all the time, it's
yes.
just going to bite your ass.
Yes, constantly. Yeah. Right. So, yeah. Leave the past in the past. Even when you're having an argument, don't bring up crap from even the last argument you had.
Right.
You settled that. You either compromised or you agreed to disagree. That closed that. It's over. Don't bring it back up over and over and over again. There's nothing healthy about that at all. So, you know, forgiveness is important in a relationship. And because, you know, when you're with somebody, you're going to hurt their feelings. You're going to upset them with one thing or another because you are still learning about each other. You're still growing together. You know, so forgiveness is important. It sometimes doesn't come quickly, and that's okay as long as it comes. But again, leave it in the past. Oh, Burns came in. Hi, buddy. Leave it in the past and move on. Focus on the current issue, and work on that resolution. Being realistic with your expectations in your relationship is important. Sharing that with each other to make sure that you are on the same page or have the same goals, that kind of thing is really important. And no, it's not always going to be sunshine and roses. It's just not. And knowing that, accepting that, figuring out how to stay together, stimulate each other, support each other, communicate well, all of that is important. So make sure your expectations, the dog is dancing around the kitchen. Sorry about the noise. He wants a piece of cheese.
Okay. Well, I have one for you that you haven't quite touched on that I was told by a friend of mine that they would have been married for 70 years. Is never go to bed mad at your spouse.
Yes. Never. Some people, you know, stay up all night if you have to. One of the little things on here is go to bed together. So maybe, you know, you have to parquet and butter that conversation to get some sleep, but go to bed together. Don't go to bed, separate rooms, separate beds. You know, I'm going to sit here and stew in my own juices. Because you said something
never
that upset
me. Never
go to
bed mad at each other.
That's
what, my advice.
Yeah, that's what Susie was saying. Never go to bed mad. Go to bed together. You know, when it's resolved, or if you have to, put a pin in it until later so you guys can get some sleep. But yeah, never go to bed mad.
Yeah. Try not to.
Right.
That's definitely.
Absolutely. Does anybody else have any? I'm not really good at keeping up with the chat.
Eric says, or at least making a point to try to be there for them, showing more support. Okay.
Yes. Amber May says, all Philip has to do is put on a George Strait cowboy hat, and she's over it. She says, whoop, whoop, there's my cowboy.
There's your cowboy.
Hey, we talked about role-playing in the last couple episodes. You should.
She has been checking.
She has? Oh, good.
Yeah,
good. Love
I know
it.
She has.
Something that's just nice, it's not necessary, but it's just nice, is compliment your partner.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be, you know, a grandiose, oh my God, you're so beautiful today.
Dinner smells great.
Yes. Honestly, that's enough, mm-hmm. because I'm like, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't just throw the pork chops in the pan and let it just dry fry. I seasoned them. I rubbed them. You know, I put my love in the dinner.
Right.
So just knowing that you appreciate, again, those little things, are good. And
when you're wrong, admit it.
Absolutely.
Yes, Eric, I did see that comment above about me on the, you guys are definitely have attributes of being loyal, trustworthy, honest, and reliable, of course. Eric, you are very reliable.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
So what was you getting ready to say about the other side of that?
Other side of?
Oh.
And arguing and fighting is actually healthy. To a point. In a relationship. It teaches you and your partner how to overcome conflict,
mm-hmm.
How to actively listen,
yes.
How to open yourself up to a different perspective.
Yes.
You know, especially, you know, like I said, Shane and I, you know, we met 30 years ago, but we've only been together for 2 years.
Right.
So we're still learning.
Oh, yeah.
A lot about each other.
We've
got
many years to come.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so as we learn, there's an adjustment period, you know, and you learn from it. I don't think we've actually had a huge argument. I think we've had one.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's a huge argument,
right.
but we grew from that, mm-hmm. and I felt closer to him afterwards. And that, I think that was important too.
Right.
And of course, you know, there's always sex and intimacy, which is important. You know, making time for each other,
yes.
Is important. You know, phones down time, if you will. You know, if you spend time together, and you put on a movie, put your phone down and watch the movie together.
Right.
You know, hold hands.
If you have an argument, makeup sex is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
It's right up there with,
yeah.
you know, that
first yeah, yeah, so I have to argue with you?
Maybe that's part of her.
Oh, we can argue.
Yeah.
Maybe that's yeah. part of her.
You know, here on the patio, we like sex. So
we do.
right.
We do so, like sex.
I like sex on the patio.
Yeah.
I like sex on the beach.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard when he's like,
crap.
You're right. Yeah. I like the drink.
Almost 500 miles away from me.
right. Yeah.
Be okay, Mrs.
Podbean sex. Okay. Phone sex.
There you go. Sex.
I think of more than that. Right.
FaceTime.
Right. Exactly.
That can be quite stimulating.
Yeah. There you
Kansas
go.
To California. Yeah. FaceTime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Amber May put out there, yeah, it's difficult making time when raising kids. So
yes. We talked about that earlier, Amber, right before you come in.
Absolutely. Make that right. conscious.
The 2-2-2 rule.
Yeah. Yes. Even if.
You know, and I find myself at fault for making time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Susie will tell you this as well. I'm, mm-hmm. I take on too much. I always have.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Everything you do. I do, I take on a lot of things, and it's a constant busyness for me. Mm-hmm. I've tried to make it and try and reel back on it, and I'm still trying to do that. You know, but yeah. I think, you know, and that's another thing that's going to help us is, believe it or not, coming away from where we're at right now.
Right.
Starting yes. something from, you know, because it doesn't matter what I do. I always seem to be buried in the middle of something.
And you do it 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm 100% at fault for that. And well, I recognize
and a lot
that.
Of it's your big so heart. You just want to make others yeah. happy. You want to spread that.
I do.
That love.
And this sounds silly, but since we've been together, we've never been alone.
Right.
There's yeah. been other people in the house that we've had to take care of.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Eric.
So we never get time
right.
too often.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
It was either, you know, my son's kid, you know, grandkids, this, that, we've never had it. And
right.
You know, of course, we have Ma in the house on top
yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
But we've never had that time to actually experience that.
Yeah.
You know, and be able to get away from things,
yeah.
you know, and try and get us to where we don't have maybe so much responsibility to where mm-hmm. we can start pointing things a little bit back at each other. But I guarantee one thing, we're definitely going to work on it.
Good.
Because you know what? Life is too short.
It is.
Yep, it really is.
It is.
And well, a relationship that's constantly, it's something you have to nurture and work on all the time. It's
yeah.
not just, yes. okay, I did this and it's all good for the, you know, next 50 years. It doesn't
right.
work that way.
Right.
And some people say relationship is 50-50, but other people, it's 100-100. I give 100% every day.
Well, yeah.
Into
well,
relationship.
I'm talking,
yeah.
well, 50-50, you just have to pick the other person up, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there's times that you have to give a little more to help them because they're going through a bad patch.
Right.
There's
right.
times they need to do it back for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one of Shane's things I just wanted to add before we close out the night. Keep your intimate times and your personal disagreements in your marriage. Going to family and friends and saying, you know, bad mouthing or talking about what's going on in your marriage, you know, it's just going to add trouble. So our suggestion is to refrain from that. Even if you are upset, you know, your friends and your family should understand, even if you say, you know, okay, Shane and I had an argument, I'm upset, you know, so that, and that's it.
Right.
They don't need to know the details. They don't need to be all up in your business because
sometimes friends can influence you the wrong way.
Exactly.
Because they don't want you to have the happiness you have.
Exactly. So,
Brett, you can't go tell your mom that I'm being mean to you no more.
So yes, keep your intimate, and I mean that in the sense of your sexual relationship, your intimate relationship, and disagreements that you have to yourselves. That's yes. Between you and your spouse, and the health of your relationship needs to stay intact in that marriage.
Treat it like Vegas.
Yeah.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right. Yes.
Exactly.
But that builds the trust because Shane knows that I am not going to go to every, you know, Susie, Jennifer, and Shelby and air my laundry out. You know, oh, we had this argument, blah, 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 you know.
Thank you, Miss Susie.
Yeah, he knows I won't do that. And that helps build the trust
right.
in our relationship. So I just wanted to add that that's important to not broadcast.
It might be healthy to talk to a
professional.
Counselor.
Yes, because they're trained in that stuff.
Welcome, Laura.
And they're unbiased.
Yes.
They don't have a dog right. in the fight. Your yeah. friends and your family are always going to pick your side. And then they could treat. You know, things could be okay between you and your spouse, but they're going to still be mad at your spouse. Mm-hmm. And that comes out in family relationships and trips with friends. And it's not a good deal. So keep your personal things together unless you're trying to get out of a horrible relationship and you need your friends and
right.
family support to get you out. And I fully believe in that.
Yes.
But
if you're getting beat, knocked around,
yes,
verbally abused, mentally abused, and you just can't stand it no more and you need your friends or family to help, then
absolutely
go for it.
You know,
that's how I feel about it.
But
we are not professionals.
Right.
Please.
Yeah, but every little argument that we have, you know, or, you know, he may get upset, you know, that I did something and didn't tell him or whatever. Keep that stuff to you guys. That stuff that you need to work on yourselves and together
yeah.
and, just respect. That's part of the respect for each other.
All right. Hey, it's been a good show. We have many things coming up here in the near future. We have, put this out here. We are 620 Patio, brought to you by The Pulse, as I said in the beginning. And don't forget to like, follow, and download. Please hit those like buttons out there and join our fan club. It's free right now. Don't forget to email us back at 620patio@gmail.com.
And that's O-H-H.
Yes.
620-H-H patio. If you have a request, please email us. Let us know what you would like us to discuss or to bring up.
Yeah, we do
up.
Listener. This was a listener request
a
by
listener
the
request.
Old man.
We want to
and
do one a month.
Speaking of the old man, he will be going to one day a week.
Yes.
Coming up.
On
May the 13th.
Yeah.
Mondays only. So, and after that, we'll be outside the middle, or outside, when we enter the middle.
In the middle.
Yep.
Outside the
but
normal.
But coming
middle.
Up, most important,
yeah.
next at 9:30 Central Time, 10:30 is the Pulse Variety Show. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
You
we're
have
an
enough
all-star
time to go to the
panel out there.
Get a fresh drink.
Yep.
Come
and
on
hopefully
back.
You guys can finish your dinner up out there. We are brought to you by the Clear Sky Lodge, Nenana Train Depot, Nenana Repair of Low Flow Dimmer, and My Pillow.
Yay!
So get out there and check those people out. And we'd like to thank all the countries across the world, the United States, UK, Mexico, Canada, Germany, Australia, Sweden, the Philippines. I think we picked up another one. I can't pronounce it. Tanzania or some bullshit.
Wow, nice.
Nope, not Tanzania. Thank you.
Way
welcome.
To go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
Let's see, we got tools, toys, tools, and things coming up on Tuesday night with your host, Denali Brett and Benson Scott and Shane the Ball Guy from 620 Patio.
That's a fun show.
Yep. So you guys have a good evening out there, and we will see you next time on 620 Patio.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Guys. Great. Have a good evening. And stay tuned for the Pulse Variety Show coming up in 25 minutes. Have a great night.